points, and there are a lot of areas that that we could work on. I guess it would be my suggestion that we work with staff and Jerry and Mr. Otis and Mr. Wilson and see if we've all kind of had the gist of what concerns there are there, and see if we can work to come up with some kind of controls to where we give these people opportunities, yet we don't open the floodgates. And if we can work on that and then bring it back before the committee, that feels fine. And if there are any other suggestions or any committee members that have something specific, we've heard quite a few things and staff has been taking them down, and we can work with you individually on it.
I really think we all want to accomplish the same thing here, to enable our small highway businesses that depend on drive-by customers to know that they're there. And so if you and your staff could do that, and if my staff can help, let's get that done and see if we can't maybe next week, hopefully, get this moved on to judiciary. Because I think it's important to do this, and we want to do it responsibly.
Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Menard. Unless there are further questions or comments about House Bill 26, we'll end that discussion and take a brief at ease.
Mr. Chairman,
go ahead. Hello.
I have a person who just arrived who would like to make a comment.
Have him go ahead.
My name is Paul Smith. I live here in Oak. I have for the last 35 years. This sign issue, Oak has fought the battle of the signs for 35 years that I know of, probably a little longer. But we do need a uniform signage for small businesses. I think most small businesses are in favor of this. They're also willing to pay their fair share for such a sign. But it is imperative to small businesses. I'm in the tourism business, and most everybody around Tok is. And this is imperative to our businesses because we do have such a short season, but at the same time, this does fit right in with the economic development of tourism. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Paul. As you know, I've been in and out of Tok since 1976. I'm well aware of your concerns, and we're going to get some version of this bill passed out of this committee soon.
That's great, and you're all to be congratulated for such an effort, and we do hope it flies in some form, because it is imperative, not only to this community, but other highway communities along our highway system, and we thank you very much.
Thank you, Paul, and with that, I believe, since I'm going to be the only one left here in just about a minute, we're going to adjourn this meeting, and we will, excuse me, tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
No, we won't.
Friday.
Thursday.
Yeah, we will meet again at Friday at 1 o'clock. That's March 19th. When we will hear House Bill 18, House Bill 32, House Bill 20, and stuff we've heard before. 1:30? 1:30.